The Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight is called to order following our recess. And we have one more confirmation hearing to consider the appointment of Ms. Peggy Lepic to the Metropolitan Council. Ms. Lepic, if you would just identify yourself, please, for the tape. And we have asked other appointees to just give a little bit of background, talk about their views about the transportation bill, their observations about transit in the metropolitan area, and then to comment on your activities. We're particularly interested in how members of the Met Council relate to the local communities that they are that they represent, as well as legislators, but especially the city councils. And we understand you've just come from a meeting with Hennepin County, so we know that you're talking to them. So welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, my name is Peggy Lepic. I'm a member of the Minnesota of the. I'm sorry, I'm off on a completely
different trip.
My head is still in another place. I'm a member of the Metropolitan Council. And I did prepare a few introductory comments, and I'll go through those, and I'm happy to answer your questions regarding transportation and the other issues. By way of background, I have lived in Golden Valley now for almost 32 years. I've been an active volunteer all of my life, and particularly as my children were young and growing up. I've served on the Golden Valley Planning Commission, the Board of Zoning Appeals. I was a volunteer in their schools. I was also very active with the League of Women Voters at the local and at the state level. I've served on the Minnesota Opera Board and active in my college alumni association. In 1990, I ran for the state legislature and served for 12 years, retiring at the end of 2002. And then following that, I was appointed by Governor Pawlenty to the Metropolitan Council. I represent District 6, which includes Golden Valley, Crystal, New Hope, St. Louis Park, and the southwest approximately quarter of the city of Minneapolis. And I remain a very active volunteer because I think it is really important for people in public positions to have those kinds of contacts, not only within their own communities, but within the larger region as well. It helps you to understand what's going on and to be a conduit for what people think about what you're doing. And so I am a volunteer in the Robbinsdale School District with the Adult Basic Education Program. I am a volunteer gardener at the Arboretum. I'm also the president of the Minnesota Planetarium Society, which is my issue this morning with the Hennepin County Commission. And I'm on the Board of Trustees for the Nature Conservancy. I talk briefly about why I believe I'm qualified for this position. Not only do I know the district very well, but I also understand and I support the purpose of the Metropolitan Council as a regional form of government. And I understand and I also accept the limitations of that board. It is not elected. We do have some taxing authority, but is limited by the legislature. And I think that these factors do play into the way we look at the role of the Metropolitan Council and the members on it. I think it is very, very important that the people who serve on the Metropolitan Council are able to take a regional perspective on issues before us. This is a regional body. We are there to represent our districts and to bring the voice of our districts back to the council, the concerns of our district. But in the end, we have to look at the larger picture and what is good for the region. That is the purpose of that council. And I think it is very important, Madam Chair, as you mentioned, to keep open those lines of communication with local elected officials and the staffs of the communities that we represent. And so I try on a regular basis, at least annually, to meet with the city council members and their staffs and with legislators who serve from my district. I am interested in continuing to serve on the Metropolitan Council. I love the policy work, and I love the long-range planning that it does. I like being involved in promoting regional development that encourages the efficient use of some very, very expensive infrastructure that crosses boundaries between cities and counties. I have a particular interest in transportation. I serve on the Transportation Committee, but also in environmental issues, and I'm chair of the Environment Committee. It is mostly involved with wastewater services, but that has, in recent years, branched out to include clean water, our potable water, and also energy issues. And as a result of my interest in these areas and the committees that I serve on, I serve as well as the liaison for the Metropolitan Council to the Transportation Advisory Board, and also the, I have to think of it because I changed the name recently, it's the Metropolitan Energy Policy Coalition, which is a coalition of counties looking at energy issues, and also the Metropolitan Area Water Supply Advisory Committee, which was established by the legislature, I think now 2 years ago, to look at our clean water, our surface and our groundwater, to assess, you know, where it is, what its capacity is, what the quality of the water is, and in the end, to come up with a master water supply plan that will help us as there are growing pressures on the water supply as the population moves out more and more into the more rural areas, and we are going to see, I believe, more conflicts arising between communities that are trying to tap into the same aquifers as they grow. And we certainly don't want to have to see here the kinds of water wars that they have in the West. But that could happen if we don't know how to deal with those things, if we don't know more about our water supply, and potentially also as we see the climate change around here and get drier and possibly not have as much water available. So those are the things that I have been working on very hard. I am really enthusiastic about what I do and about the Metropolitan Council, and I would enjoy continuing being on the Metropolitan Council. So I'm happy to answer now your questions, and if you, Madam Chair, wouldn't mind repeating the questions you had.
Asking them about the transportation and the new transportation funding bill and attitudes toward transit in the metropolitan area, and what activities do you undertake to make sure you retain and maintain, sustain good relations with the, particularly with the local communities that you represent?
Well, as I mentioned, Madam Chair, I do meet regularly, and certainly I talk with them as I feel is necessary, and I return their phone calls. I do try to stay in close contact, and I do go to meetings when I'm invited to come as well. As for the transportation bill, I am glad it passed. I am always happy to take more money for transportation. I think transportation is transit in particular is a huge issue for this area. And so I am very glad to have additional money. And quite honestly, I called a number of the Republicans who voted for the override because I was grateful to have the money.
Are there
transit and light rail?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am a big supporter of light rail, to be honest with you. And I really want to see the Central Corridor go through. So I am optimistic. I am hopeful that something will be worked out between the legislature and the governor to continue working on the Central Corridor.
Other questions or comments? Senator Getzel.
Thank you, Commissioner. Then what relationships do you have with the local officials, the communities that you represent within your district area?
I meet with them on a pretty regular basis. At the minimum, I meet with the legislators once a year to talk about issues that they're interested in and that are before us. And I meet with my local city councils also at least on a yearly basis, often more than that. And I will go to meetings, for instance, on June 5th, where there's a meeting in Golden Valley on potential water wastewater rate increases. And that is one of three, I think, that's being held out throughout the entire region, three or four of them. I will be at that to meet with local staff members mostly who will be there to discuss with them the issue. So I do go out of my way to meet with people, particularly if I'm invited, but sometimes I set the meetings up myself.
Any other comments or questions? Senator Roebling?
Well, if there's no other questions, I would move that Peggy Lepick be recommended for confirmation to the full Senate for a position on the Metropolitan Council.
Okay, Senator Roebling has moved that the appointment of Peggy Lepick to the Metropolitan Council be confirmed. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I do appreciate your reconvening to accommodate my crazy schedule.
You know about the legislature.
Yeah. I do.
Especially the last four.
There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.
So, Peggy, off the record, I want to know, which you like better, the